fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. As we continue to flip the pages on so many important stories to cover, and there really are, and it's hard to cover them all, but we do our very best. My next guest, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's been a contributor here for, I think, more than 5 years. I think he might be the second longest contributor to the program. So I don't know if there's an award for that, doctor, but if there were, I'd give you one.
Well, the check's in the mail, though, right?
Of course it is. Well, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, there you go. At any rate, headline here.
When I get like a title, like, I don't know, we have to figure out some title.
Contributor Emeritus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm not retired yet.
Well, contributor extraordinaire. I'll work on it. I'll work on it. Yeah.
All right.
Anyhow, you're working all the time, and you are, because I look up and I'll see you on television, or I'll look down and I'll see a new column from you. And usually it's about, you know, a lot about firearms, because that's your basis of expertise and so forth. But you do a lot of other things because you are an observer, a very smart guy, an academic. And this headline I look up, the media is encouraging violence against themselves. And I'm sure this sent some people like Jim Acosta sideways, because he seems to think he is self-righteous and the self-appointed arbiter of all things. And he'll decide what's true. But how did you arrive at this idea the media is encouraging violence against themselves?
It's actually pretty simple. And that is, what's motivating these mass public shooters? What motivates them is to try to get attention. And the media right now, over the last few weeks, has pretty much been flipping out about claims that if the president refers to the fake news as enemy of the people, that that's encouraging violence against them. And I think all they've done is convince people that if somebody does end up attacking the media, they're going to get massive news coverage. I mean, to some extent, it's understandable that if violence were to ever occur against the media that's related in some sense to politics, that it would get a lot of attention just because it's them.
Well, here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with the premise, Doctor, because just over this past weekend, there was an NBC News crew attacked. They were attacked and bloodied up there in Washington, D.C. during the white nationalist Antifa back and forth, but they were attacked by Antifa. And for some reason, NBC News totally ignored the whole event. They said, well, there was some talking back and forth. Their own news crew was attacked, but because it was attacked by a left-wing organization, the Today program on Sunday morning ignored it altogether. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that hard to explain. What they're saying is they want to blame Trump for any of this stuff, and obviously if Antifa attacks somebody, that's going to be kind of hard for them to fit that into their template.
Sure. You know, I want to focus, and I want to take a little bit minute more on this. You have this whole white nationalist rally, if you will, and using rally as a bit of a stretch of the term in my estimation. It's been advertised for months. Yeah, you've known for months that it's going to go on. It's going to go on in the nation's capital, and it's going to be this big insurgency of white nationalists and white supremacists. They got 24 people to turn up. To talk about racism, you know, to encourage white supremacy. And so 24 people out of a country of 325 million. I mean, there are more cameras from a single network there than there were people espousing this ideology. So I would say that white nationalism and white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan are not exactly a big problem in America, are they?
I mean, I agree with you. Look, the media, there's all sorts of demonstrations that one can point to that they just hype the heck out of. So last year you had the Women's March on the NRA, but they have like 40 people show up or something like that. If you look at the month of publicity that they had leading up to it, you would think that there would have been tens of thousands that were there. And they kept on having people from the group on the different cable channels and stuff like that leading up to it, and then when hardly anybody showed up, it was like a non-news event. You know, it was like they didn't even have a follow-up story to say, well, nobody really showed up. They just, you know, it just disappeared. And, you know, the media has become the story itself, unfortunately, lots of times.
Well, Jim Acosta stands in the back of the room. He screams questions to the point that other reporters in front of him. I've seen video of other reporters in front of him turn around going, Jim, relax. And, you know, putting their finger to their lips going, shh. But he just goes ballistic. And he is like a petulant child. And he's one of the better examples of how poorly these people behave. I mean, he'll scream, you know, the most inappropriate questions from the back of the room when you've got the president of, you know, pick your country there in the room, and he just starts hollering. Yeah, is there no decorum there? I mean, can't they just say, Jim, you're not invited anymore. You conduct yourself as an ass, and we're not going to have it anymore. Why not?
Well, I mean, you just had this case, I guess, about a week or so ago, where this woman reporter from CNN was the, what do they call it?
The pool reporter.
One reporter represents the other one.
The pool reporter. Yeah, pool reporter.
Yeah. Right. And there was a president from another country that was there, and she yelled out questions, and they asked her, is it okay, it's time for you to leave? And she refused to leave, continuing to yell out questions. And then they took her aside after she refused to leave for a while and said, well, you're not allowed to go to the Rose Garden ceremony. CNN can send somebody else other than you. And for like 2 days, CNN had all these stories about how the White House was trying to censor freedom of the press. And all she was done was they said, look, there are certain rules. When the thing's over, you're supposed to leave the room so the president can go and have their discussion about whatever issues they're going to discuss. And, so it's just an issue of her overstepping the bounds. Had nothing to do with press freedom, and CNN was perfectly able to go and send another reporter there. But, you know, they made it about CNN.
And they make it about themselves a lot. It's not supposed to be about the news organization. However, I do think, and I'm just going to say this, I think the president goes too far when he says that the media is the enemy of the people. Now, there are certain reporters that might be, you know, arguably not good for the people and not good for the dialogue and not good for the conversation because they are so openly biased and hostile. But I think enemy of the people goes too far in my estimation. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you just have to go and look to see the types of comments that Obama made against Fox News.
Well, there is that.
I can't remember exactly some of them right off the top of my head, but I wrote a piece. Well, I think even this piece that we're talking about, I had some quotes in there from Obama about it, where he basically was talking about Fox News being destructive to the United States and other similar comments like that. So I'm not sure there's a huge difference between somebody saying that they're the enemy of the people and somebody else saying that they're destructive to the United States, destructive to the country. That Fox was a pretend media organization, that they were not a legitimate media organization. You know, so I don't know. But and I don't remember the rest of the media coming to Fox's aid.
No, of course not.
Way. And, Obama on campaign planes would go and remove news organizations.
And did it all the time. Yeah, we got to leave it right there, Doctor. But, you know, I wanted to get into that a little bit because I think you're right. There's a double standard across the playing field pretty regularly on a regular basis. Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure, from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find out more at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Thank you, Doctor.
Sure. The check's in the mail, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.